Yeah.
Is it always positive force? Is the universal force always positive? And are you always plugged in to the positive? And are there times when you're also picking up and plugging into what's negative? And can you use visualization at times for negative results?
No, the universe is good. It's wisdom and it's truth. And it's in charge, essentially. And the more you tune into visualization, the more you are simply releasing the power of the universe inside of you. So I don't really feel like you can't visualize anything that's harmful to anyone else. I mean, you can visualize it, but it's not going to work unless that other person, on some level, wants it and hooks into it and creates it. You know,
right.
And the only reason we ever create anything negative anyway is to teach ourselves something. Teach ourselves, well, that's not it. So you can't really harm yourself in visualization. You might create some things that you'll realize you don't really want, and then you'll know better. But you can't really hurt yourself. I don't think it's possible, because our higher selves are guiding us in this. And if you have any doubts about that, just always make sure that in visualization you just say, you know, whatever's for my highest good. Every painful thing you've ever had happen to you in your life was just to teach you something, and as soon as you learn it, it doesn't happen anymore. And after a while, we don't have to learn from pain and agony, because we start paying attention to the subtler cues. You know, the universe always teaches us as gently as it can. It's like we're trying to teach ourselves. Our higher aspect is trying to teach us, and it gives us a little gentle nudge, you know. It says, you need to change. And we go, don't bother me. I've got important things. I know I have to do this, you know. And then it goes, you need to change. And you go, but I can't change. I mean, this is the way everybody does it. And then you keep going, you know. Priestly goes, whack. You really have got to change. And if you still ignore it, it'll just knock you flat. Because you've got to learn. That's the whole reason you're here. You know? So that's why people have severe illnesses or severe accidents. Mm-hmm. You know, because they didn't pay attention somewhere along the line, and finally it's like it took it to the greatest extreme it could to say, you've really got to change. You've really got to pay attention. This is life and death now. And if you still don't, then you'll leave your body and come back. Hopefully, next time, a little more willing to learn.
I was wondering, would you be willing to share your visualization of an ideal scene or an ideal community where people were practicing these techniques? Do you have a sense of what that could be like?
I guess to me, it would be a place where people are being real. In other words, each person is really expressing what they feel and what's true, telling the truth. It's like telling the truth all the time. And in doing so, it's like each person becomes a very unique channel. And it's so creative. It already starts to happen when I do long-term workshops, you know, over a matter of a few days or a few weeks or a few months. What starts to happen is such creativity starts to come forth from people. And we start to play in whole new ways. So I see a lot of dancing and singing and playing and expressing in a lot of different ways, and relationships being based on everyone knowing that your real relationship is with the universe, and that's what you're really looking for, is that wholeness, and that everyone you're in relationship with is a mirror to you to teach you about how to connect more. So relationships become very exciting, because it's a constant, it's like an intensification of your process, and you're always looking at this mirror and learning something. It takes you into a very deep kind of communion with other people. So that's part of it. Also, as you attune yourself to your own inner nature, you always become more attuned to nature, because nature is like an expression of the universe. So I see us coming into much more harmony with the forces of nature around us and beginning to live lives that are more balanced with nature. That's some of the hits I have about it. Yeah. How do I begin to move in the direction I'm moving in now? Well, that's a good question. I'll tell you a little bit about my story. I was brought up very in a very